It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels. Happy to welcome back Lisa Hannigan.
Thank you for having me.
In your approach to making albums to this point, you have taken a little time in making each record. It's not like you've ever just churned it out a couple of months later.
No. I mean, I make records pretty quick, but I write them pretty slow. So
getting the material ready.
Yeah, that takes me ages. I mean, from song to song, it doesn't take me ages. I usually write a song fairly sharpish, you know, but it's the time in between. I often will have like a flurry where I'll write four songs in a couple of weeks, but that never really happened, particularly with this record. So, it, you know, there was long stretches in between where I was kind of tearing my hair out a little bit.
Do you view the album as a certain kind of document?
Yeah. Absolutely, feels like a snapshot in time, or like a, particularly this record thematically, it feels very solid in the same atmosphere, which possibly hasn't been the case in my other two records. You know, I think even though it was quite a long writing process, it's all sort of has this this sort of lamination on it of that feeling of being, you know, a little adrift and lost.
A brave all a dying for the waves coming.
There was a move, a geographical move. You moved from Dublin to London.
Well, I sort of moved out of Dublin. I moved out of a house I'd lived in for like 10 years or something. And so I just bounced around a little bit. I went to Paris for a bit and London for a bit. And then I ended up staying in London more. And then back to Ireland for bits and bobs. But I never quite felt settled anywhere. And it did feel different because, you know, Dublin is a very small town, and feels like a small town.
The green grass of home.
Indeed. But it feels very much like a small community. And that's the best thing about it. I mean, I love it. And then you go somewhere like London and you are, it's hard, you know, you just don't bump into people. And you have to organize everything really far in advance. I'm sure it's the same here.
Oh, you've seen our highway system.
Yes, indeed. Exactly. And in London, you sort of have to meet up with people like 4 Wednesdays, you know, in the future. And in Dublin, you don't. You just go to like a shop or you go to a gig and you'll see all of your friends there. And
You go to a pub.
I mean, that too, for sure. And it's nice, you know, that's if you're not the most outgoing person in the world, which I'm not, it's actually a much easier way to be social. And so I did find myself in London, you know.
It's natural.
Not leaving the
You don't feel like you have to create a social calendar.
Yes.
The happenstance helps keep you connected with a lot of your friends.
Yes, exactly. The Dublin happenstance is the, you know, the petrol that it runs on.
Heading from city to sea, just you and me, our boots creaking quietly, we will never be here again. Watching the snow falling down, watching the city lose color and sound, and we were looking to find in the feathered sky a contour line from the summer to Christmas time for the walk. The snow falling down, when I was the city losing color and sound, and we were sung like treasure, sung like treasure, sung like treasure, sung like treasure. City to sea, one facing east, one looking westerly, we would never be here again. Watching the snow falling down, watching the city lose color and sound, and we were sung like treasure, sung like treasure. Song like treasure, song like treasure.
You got an email from Aaron Dessner.
Yeah.
Kind of out of the blue.
Completely out of the blue, yeah.
How does that happen?
Well, I know. You tell me, yeah, for sure. I was sort of, you know, feeling very confused about the record. I'd probably written about half of it, but I still didn't quite know how it was going to feel or where it was going to go. And again, it was just taking me an age to write a song. And then I opened up my email one day and there was this email forwarded through my manager from Aaron saying, you know, hi, I'm in a band called The National. And if you wanted to write together, or do you need someone to produce your record? And, you know, just really open and enthusiastic and easygoing.
So coming from obviously a fan perspective in the sense of where he was.
Yeah, I mean, it blew me away because I'm such a fan of their music. But it was just such an open window in my slightly stuffy room of work. And yeah, we just had such a lovely time and became.
Was that immediate? Was it when you first met and talked? Was there a sense that?
Yeah, and he's such a lovely person as well. He's so easy to get on with. But he just started sending me sort of sketches, musical sketches, and then I would warble away into my phone and send them back. And we had this sort of back and forth for months, actually, trying to write songs together. And it was great fun, and just actually kind of brought the fun back to the process. Whereas I, you know, it was me sitting at my table at 9 a.m.
Where's
going,
the
come
muse?
On,
yeah.
Get yourself together.
Show up, muse, show up.
And I do think there's a lot to be said. You know, you do have to write an awful lot of terrible songs to get to something that you like.
In your view, terrible songs.
Oh, no, I can assure you. I can assure you. But I felt like that was an important thing to do. You have to sort of get all of that out of your brain until you find something that you like. Funny enough, I had quite a few co-writes on this record, which I hadn't done before.
Well, how was that experience?
It was lovely. I mean, in my difficulty, I sort of reached out to all my friends and said, what do you do when you can't write songs?
Isn't it great when friends can connect with you?
It's wonderful.
And abet that search for the song.
Indeed. And the, one of the first people that I emailed was Joe Henry, my amazing friend who produced my last record. And I did say, Joe, I'm in a heap. What can I do? And he said, I could send you over some lyrics. And there's no better person in the world for words than Joe Henry. So he sent me the words to the song Fall, or as near enough as they sort of ended up. Within a day, he sort of sent them over. And
good friend.
Yes, oh gosh.
Your horses, hold your tongue, hang the rich and spare the young, who drain the spirits from the jars, hop the fences, steal the cars, roll on fumes and from the law, and burn for us right through the ladies, call your name, brush your hair like it could be tamed, hitch their dresses past their knees, spill them to the floor like ease. They swing the bridges worn and old and burn for us right through the fall. All are running,
encourage everyone to come out to the Terragram tonight, and the new album At Swim is available online and certainly at a record store near all of you. Can we cross our fingers and hope it's not 4 years till we see you the next time?
Well, let's hope I speed up with my writing.
Let's let fates take us where they may.
Indeed, absolutely.
It's Lisa Hannigan live on 88.5 KCSN.